Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Carter didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does. Now she knows Does does best. Now she believes Does does everything.
Why, Mrs. Carter used to look at her wash basket and say...
What a mean wash. Look at all the flax the youngsters dirtied up, and towels and sheets. And there's all my rayon blouses and undies, too. Oh, what a wash.
And then the lady who didn't became a lady who does. Mrs. Carter discovered Does, D-U-Z, is best. She found this new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and extra safety for the nice colors you wash. Now Mrs. Carter looks at her wash line and says...
Oh, what a wash. Just look how clean those slacks are. They're a pushover with Does. No more hard scrubbing for me. And look at those towels and linens. They're snowy white. I've never seen a whiter white in all my wash days.
And one look at her rayon blouses and slips told her Does really takes better care of colors.
My, how much brighter they look. Say, Does is some soap. It really does everything.
Sure, this new kind of soap is best. That's been proved by actual comparison with 25 different wash day soaps. Does outclassed them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. With every passing moment, Molly's impatience grows as she waits for Jake's arrival. Like a young girl on the eve of her first date, Molly insists on popping in and out of the house, keeping a sharp lookout for her husband. But for Mike Hilton, at this moment, life holds no anticipation. For only a little while ago, Elsie Warren informed him that all was over between them, and that she wanted Mike to leave the house immediately. Right now, Mike is packing, and Uncle David is trying to console him.
Listen, Grandpa, will you please ask Elsie if any of my shirts are in that package that just came back from the laundry?
Mike, maybe don't be so hasty.
Oh, gee, Grandpa, you heard her tell me to pack up and get out, didn't you?
She said it, but you have to give yourself a little time to see if she really meant it.
She meant it all right, Grandpa. Sure she meant it. Elsie, are there any shirts of mine in the laundry that just came back?
And maybe she didn't hear you.
She heard me. Excuse me, Grandpa, will you? I want to put my valise on the table.
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right.
Mike, tell me, where will you go?
Oh, I'll check in at the hotel. Oh, those shirts, Elsie. Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. See that? She won't even talk to me.
Let me go outside and call Mrs. Goldberg.
No. Leave Mrs. Goldberg out of this. She's got her hands full as it is.
Only until Mr. Goldberg gets here. And then you'll see how Mrs. Goldberg will help you with Elsie. Believe me, Mike. She's a specialist when it comes to people.
No. I'm getting only what I deserve from Elsie.
Wait until Mr. Goldberg gets here. I want you to meet and know Mr. Goldberg.
I'll meet him. Look, I'm checking at the hotel. I want to see Mary when she gets here, and I got to keep my eye on Joe Ellis.
And don't forget, Mike, the money, the $25,000, who's ever the...
Most of that is mine. That's whose it is.
Molly?
No time to take yet.
Only it takes time, Molly.
So much time? Hello, Mike.
Mike is packing.
You're packing?
Yes, I'm packing.
He's packing. Mike's packing.
But what?
Go in to see Mrs. Vine, Molly. Yes?
No, please, don't.
Where's Mrs. Vine?
Inside.
I don't want you to please, Mrs. Goldberg.
But I want to.
Oh, please.
Where's Rosalind?
She's on the porch waiting for Jake.
I should receive the receiver.
I'll receive it, maybe the day. Excuse me, Mike. Hello? Yes. Yes, sir, speaking.
So who is it, Molly?
Yeah, this is Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Yes.
Long or local?
Long.
So it's not Jake.
Hello? Hello? Yes? Oh, Birdie?
Oh, Birdie. Birdie Sinatra?
Yes. How are you, Birdie? We all well.
Don't make it lengthy now.
The old bell just leaves us at the moment. Yeah? How is Seymour feeling? Uh-huh. Yeah? Who? I know.
What?
Well, Birdie,
what?
Just a minute, Birdie. Just a minute. Just a minute. Hold. What? She wants to know if Mary goes, should she close my house up?
What then should she do?
Hello? Hello, Birdie, that's all right, of course. You have my key. When Mary leaves to come here to Greensville back, then take the key and close my door. Huh? But somebody has to take care of my chores.
The cow somebody has to milk.
Huh? Yeah. But just a minute. Just a minute. Seymour's too nervous for milking the cow, sister.
Oh, just a whole milk?
Huh? But, Birdie, dear, it's a whole milk. Huh? Well, they'll call somebody, anybody. Maybe Mike Matutrak will come over. Huh? Boy, Mike Matutrak's got neuritis in the fingers.
Is
that huh?
Since when?
Well, just a minute, buddy. Speak louder. Just speak louder. You're talking on the right side? Yeah. Yeah. Just a minute. Yeah.
What is it?
If there's a shortage, just rent a few rooms just
Molly,
before we come home.
No, Molly. You're going to fill your house with strangers?
All right, Birdie. All right, you can rent the two garret rooms. Not my room, darling. Not family's room, because I don't like nobody to stay in family's
room. Molly.
And not Uncle David's room. So rent the corner room in the garret room. All right. And tell Mary to call when she's ready to depart. All right. Goodbye.
Molly, you didn't have enough? You're going to go from the fire into the frying pan?
Vic.
That's okay. I didn't mean you, Mike.
There's Mrs. Warren.
In the kitchen. Please, Molly, talk to her.
I will. Mrs. Warren. Mrs. Warren, dear.
Mike, you'll see when Mrs. Gilbert talks to Elsie Warren. Sit down, Mike. Sit down.
Oh, I feel like a chump sitting here while somebody else does the talking for me.
But, Mike, are you the kind of a man that'll do the right kind of talking for yourself? Will you tell Elsie how good you are?
There's nothing good about me.
Will you tell her how kind you are?
I ain't kind. I'm just too weak.
Don't be ashamed to be as good as you are, Mike.
I know what I am. Nobody can tell me that better than I can myself. Believe me, I'm just a cheap chiseler.
Jake?
Not Jake. Joe.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's the hurry? What are you packing for?
I'm off to see Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's my husband, Miss Ellis?
Ask Mike to ask Santa Claus when he sees him.
Shut up.
What did I say?
Nothing. Just shut up.
No, you don't, pal. No, brush off for Joey this clip. I got a through ticket on the Greenback Special, and I'm staying on until the dough is divided.
Keep it up, Joe. You're asking for it.
Sure I am. The 25 grand.
Mr. Ellis, there's Mr. Goldberg.
And no ladies' man is going to scare me or slip scrambled eggs into my head this shot, see? I'm talking to you. What's the matter? Don't you hear me? Okay, so you're going to freeze up on me, huh?
Let go of this police.
Not until you answer a couple of questions.
Let go, Joe, and let me pack.
Not until...
Now I can pack. There's only one way to handle you.
Okay, Mike. You're leaving with your chin. I warn you, this is the second time you took a wallop at me since I got here.
I don't forget. Neither do elephants. And all that good for his circuses, along with the other clowns.
Okay, so I'm a clown, Mike. In that case, I'm going to stay right here in this three-ring circus. The Hilton Goldberg Circus. And I intend to do all my performing right here after you move on.
Not on your life, Joe. You're shoving off with me.
You got the dough?
No.
Then I'm staying.
Start packing, sweetheart.
Soon as I see the color of green.
Mr. Ellis, please.
Black and blue fits you better, Joe. Grandpa, hand me that comb and brush, will you?
Yes, Mark, here. Here's the comb and brush.
Where are you going? New York? Because if you are, I'm going to make a few calls to make sure there's a reception committee waiting for you. With my compliments.
Step aside, Grandpa. Now, Joe.
Quit shoving.
Listen, you two-bit big shot. Ever since I brought you down here against my better judgment, I've had nothing but trouble from you, nothing. Things I could have straightened out myself, you stepped in and balled up. You and that habit of yours are using your fists instead of your head. Well, partly through you, I'm in real hot water now.
Cops?
Hot water to you is always the cops. Well, this time it's serious. This is one rap that I'll have to save out the rest of my life. I thought I could shake guys like you, like you shake a stray dog. But Elsie just proved to me I can't. She showed me no leopard can change his spots. All right. If I gotta live out my life with guys like you, I'll do it the best way I can.
Yeah, some spiel. So, the dame gave you the gate, huh? What'd you expect from a hit chick? Understanding?
Please, Mr. Ellis, please.
Why didn't you tell me you split up? I could get you a couple of dates right
get
here
out.
In town.
Get out.
Take it easy.
Get out. Pack your stuff. You're coming with me.
Oh, sure.
Jake!
Get the dough and we'll both blow.
Well, the moment Molly has hoped for and dreamed of these last few weeks has come at last. Jake is at her side. But what now of Elsie and Mike and the money? Now, I admit I'm a fellow who doesn't know all the answers, but you can't stump me on does. I know does is best. It does everything in your wash. What's more, this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too. I mean it. Just tell me what you look for in a soap for dishwashing. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done? Speedy action on grease? Extra kindness to your hands? Well, does gives you everything. Suds? Why, this new kind of soap bounces up into suds the instant water strikes it. Stacks of suds that really keep standing up, too. So you're not forever adding soap. Tough grease? Does whips through it at top speed. You don't have to do any hard scarring with does. It's a regular whirlwind on your frying pan. Yet when it comes to better care for your hands, you've got what you want in Does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Does leaves your hands feeling wonderfully soft. You see, when I say Does your dishes, I've got all the right answers. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, but absence can do other things to the heart as well. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.